It's Wednesday. It's Morning Edition here on NPR News. I'm Kathy Worzer. A new report by the Minnesota Gambling Control Board says electronic pull tabs have grown by leaps and bounds, up 80% over the last fiscal year and well over 10 times as popular as they were just 4 years ago. Originally pledged to pay for the Vikings' new home, electronic pull tabs are now poised to pay that mortgage and more. Tim Nelson is here to talk about this turnaround. Good to see you again.
Hi, Kathy.
I think the last time we talked, pull tabs, the electronic pull tabs are not terribly popular. These games rolled out in what, September of 2012?
Yep.
Okay. So they were supposed to pay for the big stadium bill. So remind us what happened.
Well, the projections for that fell really short of reality. Electronic pull tab supporters estimated these devices were each going to bring in about $100 a day in gambling proceeds, but they were averaging $2 a day for more than a year. And instead of 15,000 of them in bars all over the state, there were like 1,300. And it played out that way for a number of reasons. First, a licensing deal for that first generation of the electronic games drew a lot of opposition from the paper pull tab industry, you know, suppliers and charities. Paper pull tabs are very popular, and, you know, they remain a big, big industry in Minnesota, $1.8 billion last year.
Right.
Also, the games were rolled out and then just basically abandoned by the manufacturer, and that constant churn of new games and graphics and ways to play, that's what keeps paper pull tab players going, and that just never happened with this first round of electronic games. Gamblers played them, got bored, and the system went from bad to worse.
But then something obviously happened here, so things are going a lot better. So what's going on?
Well, the original manufacturer dropped out and was replaced 3 years ago by a games distributor. They changed over to a manufacturer, and that did two things. It opened up the market to other distributors who were already pretty good at selling pull tabs. Also, the replacement company, Pilot Games, it started putting out different games and different ways to play about once a month. It also improved the technology to make the games easier to install and run, and boy, people apparently love them.
Okay, so how big is this business now?
Well, you know, for comparison, when the Vikings broke ground on their new stadium in 2013, electronic pull tabs brought in about $2 million a month statewide. They're soon going to be a $50 million a month business, if they aren't already. I talked to John Weaver, founder and head of Pilot Games. They're the biggest supplier in the state.
For our numbers, in October, we're basically at $550 million of annualized sales, and we would like to be at $750 million annualized sales by the end of next year.
So are we to assume that these can now, the revenue can pay for the Viking Stadium?
And more, Kathy. The stadium bill earmarked the growth in charitable gambling taxes after 2012 to pay that stadium mortgage. Now, gambling taxes at the time were about $39 million a year. Now, that's almost doubled. The state took in $75.1 million in gambling taxes in the fiscal year that ended in June. You know, it took a while, but it looks like this stadium deal is going to work out. I talked to Budget Commissioner Myron Franz yesterday. He said the state may actually start to pay off its bonds early, as soon as 2023.
Wow. Are we to assume then that the paper pull tabs are out the door?
No, that's kind of the crazy part about this. Paper pull tabs are going up about 7% year over year. I talked to Tom Barrett. He's the director of the state's Gambling Control Board.
So I don't know if it's a case of the players try the electronics, go to the paper, go to the electronics, back and forth. We expected to see somewhat of a drop in paper sales, and that's not happening.
And one more thing, Kathy, a little unknown clause in the stadium bill. Electronic pull tabs weren't the only new gambling authorized by that bill. A little noted provision authorized sports tip boards and made them tax-free for charities. Now, you have probably seen a tip board in your life. It's a little, you know, slips of paper that
yes.
you buy in a bar
right.
that would match like a football game score, for instance. Totally illegal. But a Supreme Court decision in May legalized them in Minnesota. The state authorized them in August. They're rolling out. And just last month, they posted $500,000 in sales. So they're booming along as well.
All right. Tim Nelson, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.